Beto Rios on Sirius yesterday and said that the goal and the expectation for next year is double-digit wins and hosting a home playoff game. Realistic?
Oh, I think so. I mean, I think that, you know, you look at that football team, it's a young team in some key areas, but you got the quarterback. I think the defense is starting to come around a little bit. And I think it's really year two in that system where, you know, everybody's got a better feel for Bill Musgrave and what the offense looks like. I think defensively, Ken Norton Jr. did a real nice job in his first year as a coordinator. And I just think they're so much further along. But, I mean, I've liked Derek Carr from day one. I think you saw major progress in year two. They went out and got a couple of receivers for him. Amari Cooper's going to be a great player. I mean, I think it's very realistic to think that the Raiders can have double-digit wins and be in the postseason next year.
And speaking of Derek, and you talked about his improvement, where exactly is the quarterback yourself? Where did you see him get better in year two?
I think the confidence. I think the overall command of the offense. I think his anticipation. I think, you know, you look at the number of touchdowns he threw, the big plays, the explosive plays, his ability to keep plays alive with his legs, which is something I like to see more of. But, I mean, I think when you go back and look at that draft class and you look at the quarterbacks that were taken in the first round, there were three of them, I think Derek was the steal of that draft.
We were talking to George Whitfield just now, and he said that Michael Crabtree, veteran guy, all that aside, he said a wide receiver like him is a young quarterback best friend just because he'll put him in positions to succeed. Is something you'd agree with?
Oh, yeah. I think that, you know, you look at, if you really study Derek his first year, he was really handcuffed. I mean, there was not a lot of explosiveness at that position, not a lot of playmakers. You know, and the offensive line wasn't great. So I just think that the confidence that he has with those two, be able to grow with them. I mean, I was fortunate to have Tim Brown and then later Jerry Rice. And then when you have players like that, you know that, you know, every time you go out, you know that you have playmakers around you. So I think that does a lot for a young quarterback's confidence, knowing that he has some players that can really do some damage on the perimeter.
And how valuable is it that he has a guy like Amari who's, you know, just a year behind him, and they're going to be able to grow and mature together in this offense?
Yeah, I mean, you could be talking about, you know, two Hall of Famers at some point, you hope. You know, hopefully they stay healthy and have that production and that consistency. But I really think the future's bright for those two players. I think the game's important to them. I think they play with a great deal of passion. I take a great deal of pride in their preparation and performance each week. And just in talking to Jack yesterday about Amari, I mean, I just think he's going to be so much better in year two.
You know, and 7-9, obviously not where this team wants to be, but definitely a marked improvement from where they've been in the past. Where would you like to see them What would you like to see them address in the offseason, like position and personnel-wise?
Well, I think clearly they were a much more competitive team, you know, last year. I think they've got to really work on that secondary. I mean, to me, losing Charles Woodson is a big blow to that secondary, the cornerback position as well. But I think to get where they want to go, you know, they've got to rebuild that secondary.